AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
In the morning you go gone.
Play
right here, right now.
What we want.
With a black haired flamenco dance, you know she dances while his father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance the silence down through the morning. Sha la 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 la, yeah.
bringing you high school basketball here from Phillips, Wisconsin. We got the Marathon Red Raiders. They're rated at number one in the state.
In Division Four, number one in the state. It's going to be impressive here, Scotty. They're going over national, or the lineups right now. We'll help them out here. Cooper Hoxima sounds like a Finlander to me, Scott. Along with True Thursday.
True Thursday.
Along with Drew Wolfel, a sophomore. Tyler Underwood and the 6'11 Grant Warren. We're going to see one of the better players in the state. Here's coming the Phillips Loggers right now.
And here's the Phillips Loggers.
My boy, J.J. Hakenin. Lane Abraham, the junior. Another junior. Number 10, Braden Rebath. A senior, Jack Kowicki. And the big Swede, Drew Bashiel. All right, guys. Excited for a big game here today, Scotty. Marathon averages 70, 80 points a game. Loggers at about 50-some. This Grant Warren is a handful. And
he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. 6'11 and long, obviously.
Yeah. Makes Drew look pretty short.
Yeah, he really does.
Here's the jump, and controlled by Marathon. Marathon takes it down into their side, and they get into the half court into Warren. Warren gets it down to the block to Hexema. He's good at passing off the top.
Yeah, he really is. J.J. Hakenin is going to bring the ball up to the Loggers, gets it over to the wing. Marathon in a man-to-man defense. Get it over to Braden Rebach. In the corner, Braden's been shooting the ball really well over the last five, six games. Want to see that keep going for him. Kowalik with the ball over to Haken, and J.J.'s going to shoot for three. A little bit short. Rebounded by Warren and going the other direction.
Warren's going to take it up. He'll kick it over to the far side. He's going to cut down the lane. He kind of picks two guys, and then they roll to the opposite side. That's an easy bucket for Drew Wolfel.
Two quick, easy baskets for Marathon. It's 4-0 Marathon starting this one out. Hakenin brings it up to Abraham. Over to Braden on that right side. Rebach has it. Gets it to Drew. Drew pump fake from free throw line. He's blocked. He's going to go the other direction. And Marathon going to turn it over. It's going the other way. Loggers get a steal. Lane Abraham has the ball. Going. And he's fouled.
That's going to be Tyler Underwood, the 6'3
senior.
And, Jeff, you know, when you got a really good player like that, it's real easy to decoy stuff, too, because you think you're going to go on that, and you try to key on them, and they got a bunch of good players.
Yeah, and the problem is there's five of them out there that are pretty darn good. So 4-0 here, Marathon starting this game out, 16:45 to go in the first half. J.J. with the ball over the lane to Braden. Braden guarded by Warren. Going to hit it for three. Braden, no good. Marathon loses. No, they save the rebound.
Almost looked like he tucks it outside. Here's the floater. They get it down to the big man. He shoots in and dumps it. That was too easy, Jeff.
Yeah. You know, it was a nice defense by Jack Kowicki also. He was really forcing him out. And Grant Warren just having all that length gets the basket. So it's 7-0, 6-0. Another turnover by the Loggers.
Here comes Marathon down the lane. There's a pass and loose ball. Wolfel, or Warren gets it. Now he skips it over to Thurs for three. That's long. Rebound, Marathon under the basket. Now we're going to get a foul and one. Kind of a weak foul there.
Yeah.
Drew Wolfel made the point, so it's going to be 8-0 and one. And that's going to be on, who's it on? Lane Abraham.
So just under 16 minutes to go here, 8-0. Marathon, 9-0 Marathon. And they get it into Lane. Lane's going to start out the offense. Gets it across half court. Over to Braden. Pass into the wrong team again. Loggers love doing that.
All right. Here's a three ball and long. Rebound. No, can't control it. They're a little nervous here too, Jeff.
Yeah.
A couple of loose balls off their fingertips, and they had a couple of times here where they could have controlled the rebounding, just didn't do it. Marathon, cross-court pass, down to the near side.
Stepped out of bounds.
Down to the block again. Reverse layup and good. That is for Drew Wolfel, and that's 11-0. Jeff is going to be doing a little bit with the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, we got a timeout right now. Amy Ring is going to talk over some things. Defensively, offensively, both things not looking great here for the Loggers starting out right now. Definitely was a needed timeout right there. It's 11-0 right now, and the Loggers look nervous. A couple turnovers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're getting a couple two easy baskets. But, yeah, it's going to be a good game here. Halftime. We got a hot dog eating contest at halftime, which you can see that on Jack FM.
Yeah, and against, you know, a dominant opponent like this, you might not want to just go out thinking you're not going to lose, but what you got to do is you got to cut it down to certain possessions and say, hey, I got to win this possession.
Yeah, and you literally, you can't force passes.
Nope.
The Loggers get it in. Need everyone to clear out so JJ can bring it up. JJ gets across half court, gets it over to Lane. Abraham. Out to Kulwicki. To JJ. JJ. He turns it over. Going the other way.
And here's the big man passing. He's cutting down the lane. Kick out to Thurs for three, and he drained it. 14-0. Here comes Phillips.
All right, over to Reback, right side, from the wing. Kulwicki. Braden. Reback. Gets it up to JJ. JJ from the top. JJ's going to drive. Gets it to Hochschild for three. No good.
Long rebound.
Lane, pump fake. Drew to the basket. And Drew finally gets the Loggers on the board. It's 14-2.
Good strong move there. Marathon quickly into their offensive set. Out to the top to Underwood. He slows it down a little bit. There's Wolfel over to Warren for three. That's long rebound
by Drew. JJ's going to push up left side. 14:04 to go. It's 14-2 right now. Marathon leading. JJ kicks it out to Reback. Reback for three. That one's no good. You want to keep shooting that ball. That's going to get us back into the ball game. Braden, a good shooter here.
And down into Warren, and that's actually a good foul right
yeah.
there.
On
coming
the
underneath him. Yep. And
a lot of times those ones aren't going to get called as a foul either because you're coming from underneath.
And you, he was in a good position
yes.
right there. Reback was.
13:50 to go in this first half. It's 14-2. Colin Kleinschmidt checking in for Hochschild. Shea Danzine checking in for Kulwicki. And it's Marathon ball under their own basket.
Here comes Marathon from the block. And over to the far side for three, and he got it. That's Tyler Underwood, senior, 17-2. How many is that for him, Nate? Underwood. All right, that good rebound attempt yeah. right there.
Colin fighting for it. Marathon comes away with it, 17-2. Marathon.
And here's another three. That
this
one's
one
long.
No
and good hustle by Phillips, just didn't go their way.
Nope.
Warren. He gets it over to Underwood. Down underneath, and nice play defensively by JJ.
JJ gets a steal. He's going to take it up. 13-12 to go. It's 17-2. Marathon on top, looking like the number one team in the state right now. Here's JJ from the top. Back to Braden. Reback for three. And, ooh, that looks so good from this angle here, too.
Here comes Marathon. Underwood kicks it out. And nice steal right there.
By Denzine. 12:45 to go. 17-2. And Colin can't handle that one. Nice pass from JJ right by the basket. Those were 2 points he could have really used. 12:44 to go.
First and what half. You got to do is when you get a turnover like that, you got to really capitalize against yeah. a team like this.
Absolutely. We had a moment to right there to capitalize on it and went right through our hands.
Yep. So here comes Marathon. They'll take their time up the court. This Cooper Hexema. Hexema gets it over to that Andrew Glennon who just checked in down to the block, and that's pretty easy right there for Grant Warren. Not much you can do. I mean, he's got a foot reach or more on everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Even our tallest players. Lane Abraham with the ball on the wing. Little pump fake. Kicks it out to JJ. JJ deep three. Is good. Nice shot from JJ Hakenen. 19-5.
And Cody Radke also just checked in. They dump it down again to Grant Warren. Grant kicks it over near side and cutting underneath the basket, Tyler Underwood. They just got a lot of options, Jeff.
Yeah, and walkers aren't communicating well. We're finding mismatches, and they're going for the same player.
And that pass tipped out of bounds by Marathon. So Phillips will retain it. Drew, the big Swede, checking back in here. And what do you do here, Jeff? I mean,
you settle down. You quit turning the ball over. Quit trying to pass in the lane. We can't score against them if we're open. I don't know why we're trying to score against them when there's three guys on one. So something that the Loggers got to figure out here, and it's been a tendency of theirs.
Well, a lot of times, too, is just taking what you got is a good thing to do.
Yes, be patient with the ball right now until you get an open shot and, you know, go through this offense, missing shots. There's Hoshiel. That one's off. But it was an open shot that you want to take.
And there's a pass all the way down and a dunk to the Grant Warren.
Cherry picking on the other end, and he gets the easy slam dunk. And you know what? Be honest, the little kids down there were cheering for it.
Oh, why not? You know? You don't get to see it too
often. No, you don't.
And there's a pass out to the point. Go ahead, Jeff.
And JJ misses on the three right there. Grant Warren's going to rebound it, going the other way. Here's Underwood with the ball. Kicks it out.
And out to the top, Marathon setting up again. Glennon down to Warren, turns and fires, and again, you know.
Too easy.
Left-handed baby hook there.
Yep.
Got it isolated, and there's just not much you can do.
Nope, it's 25-5 right now. Marathon winning. A pass goes out of bounds.
Just a little
soft.
Too late.
Yeah, and it was a little bit soft on the pass, but it was looking for a good option. So Marathon's going to get their subs in. Three out. Looks like they run eight deep here so far.
Warren taking a rest for the first time.
Yep. 10:34 to go.
How many does Warren have?
He's only got 6 points.
He's got 8 points.
8 points.
Probably a few assists. There's a big Swede trying. He misses. Rebound Marathon. And Truther gets it up to Landon Snyder for three. Actually, Truther's just got it back, and there's a three for him. 28-5. Here comes JJ, cutting after he dished.
Denzine has it on that left wing. He's going to drive the lane. Shot goes up. No good. Rips his own rebound. He's on the ground, and Marathon comes away with it.
That's nice a good hustle play.
It was a great hustle play. Just didn't go our way. 10 minutes to go here, first half, 28-5. Another open three-point shot for Marathon. This one no good. Rebounded by Haken, and JJ going to slow it down a little bit. To Drew.
Drew?
To Colin.
Hey, that was a nice play right there.
It was beautiful. We got bailed out. Jeez. That's frustrating to watch. So it's going to be Loggers ball with an unnecessary foul call.
Like, oh, Phillips has got an easy layup.
Yeah, can't let that happen. JJ from the elbow, short. Marathon comes away with it. 3.5 minutes to go. 28-5. Marathon leading the Loggers.
Shaden Zine's showing a lot of hustle. There's a nice jump stop and a baby, kind of a baby hook. Well, I guess
30-second timeout here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Jeff Haken and along with Scott Heckman here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's the Phillips Loggers against the Marathon Red Raiders. And it's 30-5 right now. Marathon, the number one ranked team in the state in Division Four, and they're giving the Loggers everything they can handle right now. 9:24 to go. Game's back on here. JJ Haken and bring the ball up. It's across half court against his man-to-man defense. Gets it up three back. Back to JJ. JJ, he was ready to shoot there. He's going to drive the lane. Shot goes up. Nice shot. Ah, just a little bit long.
Marathon rebounds, and here they come. Picking it up is Snyder. He gets it down into the lane, into the paint.
And a nice block from Denzin. Gets called for the foul.
A lot of physical play here, and on the other end, on the rebounding, I don't know. So, going to the line here is Drew Wolfel.
9 minutes to go here in this first half, 30-5. Shot up is good. Lane comes in for Denzin.
And also, you know, this is good experience just to, you know, you don't get an opportunity to have this much pressure when you're shooting and this kind of thing, you know. It's,
all right, both free throws good. It's 32-5. Loggers with the ball. JJ going to bring it up against the pressure from Marathon. Goes left side over to Braden. Rivac. Rivac with the ball. Over to Colin. To JJ. Switch over to Foshield. Foshield to Rivac. Going to drive through.
Good strong move right there. Yep. And he didn't like it. Drew Wolfel got the foul. And coming in is Cooper Hextema. But there was a foul there.
Yep. And Lane Abraham going to take the ball out under their own basket.
Oh, the old picket fence, Jim.
Yeah. He comes in, JJ at the top, over to Braden, to Drew, Foshield. Problem when you get drive into the basket like that, there's a 6'11 guy standing underneath there. JJ gets it and kicks it out to Drew. Drew drives to Colin. Colin from about 8 feet is good.
Nice play there.
Yes. It's 32-7, 8:15 to go.
Here's Grant Warren kicking it up to the middle. Warren gets it back in the paint, makes the move, little hook there, and scores.
Easy
34-7.
Loggers bringing it up. JJ's got the ball. JJ Hakenin cross half court over to Hoshield on the right side. Hoshield, little swipe to Abraham. Lane to Drew. Back to JJ. JJ. Going to get things going again. JJ pulls up from about 15 feet. Oh, almost bounces in. JJ's pull-up jump shot's been going really good lately. It's one that he needs to use.
Down underneath, mismatch there. Drew Wolfel was left wide open.
Wide open. Loggers are having a hard time finding their guys.
36-7. 7.5 minutes to play.
Colin Kleinschmidt with the ball on the baseline, guarded by Warren. Up to JJ, to Lane. To Rivac. Loggers swing the ball nicely, get it into Colin and kick it out to Abraham. He's got to catch that one. JJ by the basket, out to Rivac. Rivac steps one step in, shot's good.
And JJ met up with Warren. He was giving up 2 feet.
Giving up literally 2 feet, plus the reach.
And he made a pump fake and passed it out, and it was a good pass.
Yeah.
And shoot, down to the block there, and that was, oh man.
Going to get a foul on Lane, the
Lane,
body.
Lane doing a good job being physical, and Drew Wolfel.
Kind of barrel through him.
Foul.
Yeah. 6:51 to go here, 36-9. Kolicki checking in for Kleinschmidt.
We're here on Jack FM tonight.
Yeah, we're on Jack FM here.
And this is perfect for Jack FM, Jeff.
It is.
Jack FM would love a hot dog eating contest.
They do. They would. They would.
Down into Warren. Here's a baby hook again. Missed that time. Rebound, Abraham.
JJ up the right side. He pushes it. Little Lane. Lane loses the ball. Going the other direction. Little Euro step to the basket is no good. And no help to rebound for the Loggers. 6.5 minutes to go. 36-9.
38-9. 6.5 minutes here. And probably could have been a foul on Lane, too, out of the point. Lane for three.
That was long. Going to go to Marathon.
All right. So Marathon will get the ball on the end line there. Here we go. Cooper Hextema. Hextema driving. Good switch over by Lane Abraham. Hextema gets it down into the block for Warren. Working hard is Jack. skip pass over down into the corner. There's a turnover. That was a good defense.
Yeah, that was good defense right there. Loggers made Marathon make a bad pass. Do it out of bounds.
And those are the little wins you can look at and say, hey, we did a good job right there. 38-9, 5:52 here. And I'm not sure what the holdup was there.
Yeah. JJ with the ball up top over to Hochschild.
Nice pick and roll. Oh,
blocked a big block by Grant Warren.
Warren and Marathon coming the other way. Nicely executed, and that's what you get with an elite player like that, or an elite high school player, I should say. There's a missed layup.
Lane comes away with the rebound. Lane Abraham, he's going to bring it up. Left hand to left side.
Yeah. What was
he call it late?
Wait. I don't know. He's like, wait.
Yeah.
He fell down.
We'll call it.
All right.
5:22 to go, 38-9. Marathon leading the Loggers. 5:22 to go.
So that was on Cooper Hexema, and that's the fourth team foul for Marathon.
Loggers get the ball in. Revac looked at a three-pointer. He's going to wait. Over to JJ. JJ on the wing. And there we go.
Another foul right there. It was on the hand.
Yep.
Brandon Snyder.
The 15 foul.
So, 5 minutes to go here, 38-9. What's your goal here as the Loggers as far as points, Jeff?
Well, you know, they got to just take it play by play, not turn the ball over, and each play here get a little bit better. Here's an open shot from Reback, and there you go. And don't force things. Wait until you get that open shot right now.
And they have been getting a few open shots.
Yeah, Braden with a big three-point shot right there, 38-12, 4:50 to go.
Down into the block for Warren, and just backs down on Jack, and not much Jack can do.
No, turn around, and he was 3 feet over Jack.
40-12.
Abraham, he's going to drive baseline.
Kick
to
out.
Drew. Hochschild to the basket. No good. And going the other direction.
Here comes Glennon. Down to the block. That's Snyder.
What do you call the foul on?
And oh my.
Whoa.
Play.
All right. I don't know who they got.
JJ. Call JJ on a foul.
All right. First foul on JJ right there. 4:24. Going to the hoop or from the line is Landon Snyder. 5'6" sophomore. He drains the first one. 41-12. Second shot up here. Takes a couple dribbles and knocks it down.
42-12. JJ going to take the ball up. JJ, it's across half court. Has a little penetration. Gets it over to Drew. Hochschild against Warren. To the basket. What they call?
Travel.
Travel. So travel, I guess.
I guess it was a travel. Didn't really see it there.
4:15 to go here. 42-12.
I don't know.
Marathon gets it across half court.
All right, Hexema from the top of the key. Pump fake and through the hoop, and good rebound there by Jack.
Yeah, and Lane Abraham going to bring it up right side here for the Loggers. Over to Hochschild. Hochschild at the top to Braden. Braden from the wing. Over to Drew. Now right side up to Lane. Loggers being patient. Lane pulls up and...
Looks like he got hit on the elbow.
He got hit on the elbow because his arm, they missed the shot by 8 feet.
And
a missed shot by Marathon. Rebound. And Lane Abraham going to bring it up for the Loggers. Get it into Jack by the low block to JJ. To Braden. Braden shoots for a three. This one no good. Rebound by Kowicki. Up the lane, and it goes out of bounds.
All right. Marathon up 30 points, and they're asking for...
For more calls.
More calls, yeah.
You already did know the calls!
All right, 42-12, 3:17. here to go.
Marathon wants more calls. All right. And all right, Marathon gets it in. Looking to get it across half court.
That's True Thurs. Gets it down into Snyder and to the big man. He rims out there. Rebound Jack.
And Abraham going to push baseline. By the basket he goes, and one. Nice job, Lane Abraham. Makes it 42-14, and he's going to the line. Kind of a typical game of the Loggers. Everyone has about 3 points right now, and that's kind of Loggers distribute their scoring around. There was a game 2 games ago, Scotty, where 5 players were in double figures for the Loggers. That's something you don't see every day.
No, definitely not.
So
for not a super high-scoring team.
Right. All right, Lane Abraham, free throw is good.
Still 3-point play right there.
Yeah.
42-15, 3 minutes to play. Get it down into the block, but he mishandled it in there. Just a bad bounce to the Loggers. Drew Wolfel picked it up and put it in.
Yeah. Marathon scoring too quickly every time down the court. Lane Abraham with the ball on the left wing. Going to try to drive. Gets it into Kolicki. Kolicki throws it away. Turnover, it's going to be Marathon ball. 2.5 minutes to go.
Wolfel gets it over to True Thurs.
And
they tried to lob it in to Grant Warren.
Threw it
and
too high even for him.
Yep, and he's like, nope, I'm not even jumping for that one. One thing I've seen for him, Jeff, is he's not, you know, when it's not there, he doesn't take it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pass and do other things.
Right.
You know, he could probably take the ball every time and score most of the time.
Yep. JJ gets across half court, over to Lane. The Colin in the middle, free throw lane. Lane, pump fake, he's going to drive the basket. No call.
And
slammed right into Lane as he hit it. Jeez.
Got away with one there. 2:08 to go.
JJ pokes it away.
Right there by JJ, but Marathon comes away with it. They get it down to the low block to Wolfel. Wolfel kicks it back out to Underwood. Underwood over to Warren. Warren down in the far side corner to Thurs. Back to Warren. Warren pump fakes, drives into the lane, and then handles it into Underwood. Underwood back out to the top for Wolfel. Wolfel to Underwood, and they're kind of doing a clock play a little bit, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Open three. And it's good for Marathon.
Drew Wolfel.
Yeah, nice
they
shot over there.
Time and
yeah, 47-15, minute and a half to go. JJ brings it across half court. Over to Reback. Right in the lane in the left corner by the baseline.
I think that last series there was the, there's a steal by Marathon and Truthers lays it in 49-15 here. And here comes JJ.
You got something on the court?
Oh, one of the volleyball pits?
Yeah. Up? I've come up.
Anyway, I was going to say that last possession where they passed it is like the Dan, there's a pass down to the block and...
Loggers throw it out of bounds. Minute 5 to go here. No one touched it. It's going to be Marathon ball at half court.
1:05 here to play. 49-15 Marathon.
This hot dog contest at halftime is just not looking appetizing the more that we stare at them over here. It could use a condiment. We could get some.
All right, Marathon kicks it out near side here to Wolfel. Wolfel down to the block. Tyler Underwood makes it 51-15, 48 seconds here remaining in the half.
JJ
takes it up. Go ahead.
JJ with the ball over to Lane Abraham. Lane on the left side. Lane on top of the key. He's going to try to drive. Gets to the basket. And, he can't finish, but Kleinschick can't either. And going the other way.
And
two bunnies missed by the Loggers.
Yep.
And that's why we got 15 points.
All right. Marathon's going to slow it up for the last play of the half.
22 seconds to go.
Cooper Hexema over to Truthers. Back to Hexema. Over to Underwood. Underwood down into Warren. Warren reversed and...
He's fouled, and he doesn't finish the basket. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Jack played good defense there and picked up a foul, really, and then really wasn't a foul.
You know, Lager's really playing good defense on Warren. He's not like the fastest guy around, so they're getting good position. He's just too monstrous to.
He is. I mean, he's got good hands.
Oh, yeah. For a kid that big to have the athleticism that he has, it's amazing.
Yep. And it looks, I know, lurchy a little bit, but he's really long when he wants to be.
Yeah. All right, he hits both free throws, 53-15, 11 seconds to go. See what the Loggers are going to do. JJ brings it across half court. Looking for a screen, I would think. Get a screen up at the top. 3 seconds to go. 2-1. And Loggers, nothing. Turn it over. And that's the halftime score here. It's 53-15. And we're going to take a five-minute timeout. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Garwin Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Garwin Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room sets. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Wagon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Local businesses are amazing at pulling together to improve communities, provide for families, and support employees through good and bad times. At Forward Insurance, they have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet the needs of your business. Stop in and see Allie Plesner, your trusted hometown agent, to hear about the benefits of moving forward together, or call 715-762-2497. Forward Insurance, located at 110 North 2nd Avenue in Park Falls.
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. The team at Woodruff Appliance and TV will help you score big on their full lineup of General Electric appliances, from their GE Cafe slide-in front control range in gas and electric, to the GE freestanding electric, the GE freestanding convection range, and the built-in cooktops, and so much more. Your local GE appliance team experts are ready to help you find the right features to fit your everyday needs. Woodruff Appliance and TV, family owned since 1939. Highway 47 in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union union administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Scott Heckman and Jeff Aiken in here bringing you high school basketball from Phillips, Wisconsin, and right now it's we're playing against the number one team in the state and going through her marathon.
Can you hear me, Scotty?
Leading the way is...
Communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're back here, Jeff Aiken, and along with Scott Heckman. It's the Forward Bank halftime show, and it's a 53-15 lead here right now for the Marathon Red Raiders over the Phillips Loggers. This is the number one team in Division Four, and they're really showing it here. Everything's looking really easy for them right now, but you know, Loggers in the half right now.
they had moments where things were working for them, and it's literally when they slow down a little bit and are a little bit more patient for the wide open shot instead of trying to force things. And easier said than done, obviously, but those are things that the Loggers need to work on a little bit. I think controlling what you can control, you have to close out every single time. We were losing players once in a while, forgetting who we were guarding. So clean some of those things up, and you know, it looks a little bit better right here. 53 points is a lot of points for one half, though.
Yeah, I think they could have easily had maybe 10, 15 more points, Jeff, just by hitting those. They did have opportunities for open shots.
Yeah.
Just, you know, there's a lot of pressure. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
When you're in a,
and you know that there's a situation. You know, they had Grant Warren, a 6'11 senior over here. He, 6'11 senior over here. You know he's lurking in the background every time that you take a shot, and we were noticing that by the basket a couple times, just missing those wide open bunnies because of the pressure, like you had said right there. Scotty, let's go over the scoring breakdown here. First half, Grant Warren leading the way with 14 for Marathon. Oh, Drew Wolfville has 16. Grant Warren with 14. True Thurs with 10. We've got Tyler Underwood with 5. And then we've got Snyder, Glennon, and Oxima with 2 each. For the Loggers, we got Braden with 5, JJ with 3, Lane with 3, Colin with 2, and Drew with 2. Loggers got to find a way to get a little bit of offense here. It's been real stagnant. It's been tough to deal with. And, you know, Loggers got to find a way to break it through and really more so than that is some stops, though.
Well, not only that, but I think you just got to play, you know, a little bit more loose. You're not going to win the ball game here.
Yeah, yeah.
But what you got to do is you got to make some strides forward rather than, you know, worrying about, you know, you can't shoot a 40-pointer. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Take it little bits and have little war or little battles that you're trying to win.
Yeah, exactly.
In games like this here. So, yeah, Loggers want to be competitive. I say this first half, not so competitive. You know, should be a little bit closer than what it is right now. And I want to see what, you know, they got 53 points right now. I want to see what the Loggers are able to do on the defensive end. Because see if we can hold them to, you know, 80 points. You know, that's a win you can have in the second half if you can hold them below 80 points. So we'll see how that goes, what they're able to do in the second half. Both teams just coming back out on the court right now and shooting around a little bit. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country. I'm sorry, to Jack FM. We're going to send it back for a 3-minute timeout. 3 minutes.
Local businesses are amazing at pulling together to improve communities, provide for families, and support employees through good and bad times. At Forward Insurance, they have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet the needs of your business. Stop in and see Allie Plesner, your trusted hometown agent, to hear about the benefits of moving forward together, or call 715-762-2497. Forward Insurance, located at 110 North 2nd Avenue in Park Falls.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living
that brings pride to our community. The team at Woodruff Appliance and TV will help you score big on their full lineup of General Electric appliances, from their GE Cafe slide-in front control range in gas and electric to the GE freestanding electric, the GE freestanding convection range, and the built-in cooktops, and so much more. Your local GE Appliance team experts are ready to help you find the right features to fit your everyday needs. Woodruff Appliance and TV, family owned since 1939. Highway 47 in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Yeah.
Scott Heckman with Jeff Aiken here, bringing you high school boys basketball right here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Loggers up against a really good Marathon team, and they're down 53-15. But you get to see one of the best players in the state right now.
Yeah, one of the best players, one of the best teams in the whole state right here. Number one in Division Four, Grant Warren, 6'10", 6'11". Pretty big boy out there right now. All right, Loggers with the ball. JJ gets it across half court over to Hochschild, right side. Hochschild pulls up from three. He's short. That one rebounded by Marathon.
And here they come. Exma takes it up, hands it off over to Grant Warren. To Exma, looking for Warren, kind of cutting around a circle route. Drews gets it down to Warren. Warren passes to the cutting and Drew Wolfel. And he wasn't even looking, Jeff.
Yeah, they're just running their offense really smooth and knowing where each other are. And he gets the assist on that place right there. I was going to stay with Marathon.
Nope, stay with the Loggers.
Stay with the Loggers.
Both teams are walking down the other way. So.
Yeah. All right, Hochschild gets it into Abraham Lane on the wing, over to Braden, into Jack, and out to Braden. Braden from that wing is going to drive the lane all the way to the basket, gets it to go. Braden Reback, 2 points. He's got seven, leading the way here for the Loggers.
55-17, here comes the Marathon Red Raider attack. Hexima gets it over to Thurs, and they swing that ball pretty quick. Underwood down into Grant Warren.
Just too big.
Just kind of stepped without any effort to the basket.
Yes.
And put it in.
All right, 57-17, under 17 minutes to go here. JJ with the ball right side over to Hochschild. Hochschild and gets a nice pass into Kulwicki, and Kulwicki finishes it. A beautiful assist.
Pick and roll.
Yeah, pick and roll there between the two seniors. It was a beautiful play.
57-19, down the lane. There's good defense by the big sweep.
Yeah, JJ's going to push it up. JJ, center court here. Couple reaches. He hands it off to Lane Abraham for three. Lane misses. And Braden throws it off of the Marathon team. It's going to stay with the Loggers. I like Braden's hustle starting out this second half here.
Really nice hustle play there by Braden just to get around the guy that was kind of blocking him out.
And JJ hits a three-pointer from the corner. 57-22. It's really what... JJ has a hard time getting any open shots. Bringing the ball up as the point guard, you get it back in bad positions. That was one of the open shots. It's nice when you can find some of your shooters open a little bit like that.
And that was the first missed play for Marathon. Defender was sliding up the, three-point line.
Yes.
Now Marathon down to the block.
Has it in the post. Nice defense, but a nice offense to get the 2 points for Marathon. 59-22.
Tyler Underwood kind of did a reverse,
up and under move.
Yeah.
Oshield has it in the low block, passes it back to Braden. Braden steps out of bounds with it.
That was a nice play right there.
It was. It was a little complete. It was a little flip pass. It would have been perfect if it was just a little bit higher, the pass, but
59-22, 15:30 to play, and Marathon taking the ball up through.